The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, from the very tough side of COVID to another angle on the story, Enfet says Christmas and Halloween are still on the cards, but these sounds of Christmas might be in short supply this year. Well, we're joined from China by journalist Yvonne Murray. Yvonne, when it comes to Christmas, a lot of the stuff that we buy, those singing Santas, come from China. What's happening with Christmas decorations there?
Yes, well, I think people probably won't be surprised to hear that most of the stuff that you buy around Christmas is produced in China, it being, you know, a massive export market. But perhaps what is a bit surprising is that most of it, 80% of the stuff that we buy around the world over Christmas time comes from one city just south of Shanghai, and that's called Yiwu. And Yiwu
is called
a city
the EU, is it?
Yeah, sorry,
it's called
Yiwu,
is it?
Yiwu, yeah,
right.
Yiwu. Yeah, and this is a city that you go there, whatever time of the year it is, it's dedicated to Christmas all year round. It's filled with factories, showrooms, shops that selling those kind of singing Santas that you just demonstrated. Now, last year from that city, 280 million euros of Christmas products were exported between January and October. And that was up from the previous year. This year, because of COVID, we don't have the official data yet, but it certainly looks like, certainly from anecdotal evidence, that a lot of the sales have been halted because people aren't buying from China very much because of the slump in the global market. And also, people used to come in their droves to EU every year to handpick the items that they wanted in their shops around the world. Those trade fairs haven't happened this year. People haven't been able to come because of travel restrictions. So now we're reading reports from the stall owners in this city who are saying that they have to rely on the repeat orders from last year, but even they have fallen off a bit.
And so is it all piling up, Yvonne? Millions of items?
It is piling up because there is no market for this kind of stuff here. People, to an extent, celebrate Christmas, but it's not a national holiday, and it's certainly not the event that we would know in the West. So people certainly don't decorate their house with tinsel, they don't buy baubles, they might have a Christmas tree, but again, that would be quite rare. So yes, it's piling up, and I can tell you that most people would not buy a singing Santa like that as well.
So therefore, I may end up having to pay more for my battery-lit plastic singing Santa sled that I've always wanted all my life.
But I know, it's such a shame.
On the wider Chinese situation, the travel restrictions and internal social restrictions have been enormous in China. They have opened up, but there are still very, very strict quarantine rules about coming into the country or returning.
And that's exactly the issue. So, you know, some of those international buyers, they would have been happy to come into China, but they couldn't get in. First of all, they couldn't buy the tickets because they were extremely expensive because they were in very short supply. Also, when you arrive in China now, since they closed the borders back in March, you have to do 2 weeks of official government assigned quarantine in a hotel that they designate to you. So you can't choose yourself.
So they're not just ringing up on a mobile phone to say, where are you now? It's a lot more serious than that.
It's absolutely monitored as well. And you cannot escape from that either. Like, even diplomats have to go through the 2 week quarantine, although they do have some ability to do it in their own homes. So that's very off putting for a lot of international buyers. Plus the fact that you need special permission to come into China now because of COVID. So people weren't being given the paperwork to come in. So yes, it has a massive impact on the export market because you don't have the global buyers.
But of course, there's a big holiday, isn't there, this weekend in China, and lots of people are moving around the country and taking breaks for the first time in a long time.
That's right. And I think that is really interesting because the last major holiday here was Chinese New Year. And that is when COVID broke out in Wuhan, which shut the whole province down, first of all, and then effectively the whole country. So this October holiday, which is National Day, it's the birthday of the Chinese Communist state, is celebrated very widely. And we've seen state media reports saying that there are, you know, 90 million people on a daily basis traveling to tourist hotspots. spots. I'm here by the Great Wall, just north of Beijing. And we've come here quite a few times over the summer, but this is the first weekend I've seen so many throngs of Chinese tourists. So it feels like they're finally being able to get out and about and visit some of these tourist sites. And also that we've seen the local businesses really thriving for the first time after a very, very long and bleak lockdown here. But things are beginning to revive and actually look quite back to normal.
OK, well, China-based journalist Yvonne Murray, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.